Woke Superman scolds Batman about his privilege in latest DC Comics. By Warner Todd Houston on December 7, 2024. DC Comics is now featuring a woke Superman lecturing Batman about his privilege in a recent issue of the Dark Knight's flagship series Detective Comics. The woke scolding is turned up to 11 in Detective Comics number 1091. As extreme leftist author Tom Taylor doles out a slew of partisan talking points to his readers. Not only does Supes castigate Bruce Wayne / Batman about his white privilege and wealth, but two other themes threaten him in the issue. Batman struggles with his mental health due to years of crime fighting and tragedy. And the creator of a youth-restoring drug intends to give her concoction to the rich so they can live long enough to see the global warming damage their wealth has caused. No, really. As to Superman, his lecture occurs after Batman tells him that he is contemplating taking a new drug created by inventor Scarlet Scott. The drug supposedly prolongs life and gives older people the same vitality and strength that they had when they were in their 20s. But it is very expensive, so, because he is wealthy enough to afford the drug therapy, Bruce Wayne is thinking of taking the drug so that he can fight crime for an extended period of time. Batman explains the drug to Superman and says, "I've been offered something. A medical breakthrough. It's rare. Only available to a select few. It slows aging." "It sounds good," Superman replies, according to Fandom Pulse. The Man of Steel, though, catches on that Batman has some reservations about taking the drug, and then gets preachy, saying, "Ah. The guilt. Of course. Bruce, this country does many things well. But it leaves too many behind." Superman continues his rant with a dig at Bruce for being rich. "Your wealth and privilege already ensure you have a greater life expectancy. You can eat better. You can access the best levels of health care." The inventor of the drug also has an ultra-woke agenda, in Taylor's tale. According to Batman News, Scarlet Scott tells Bruce Wayne that her plan is to make the ultra-wealthy care about the planet more by making them live long enough to experience the consequences of their actions. Meanwhile, the rest of the book turns Batman into a neurotic mess as he is struck with nightmares about past trauma he has experienced over his crime-fighting career. Batman used to be the grim harbinger of justice, single-minded, and indestructible in the pursuit of his goals. But in Detective Comics number 1091 he is turned into a cringing, self-doubting panty-waste. However, none of this walkery is surprising when it is understood that writer Tom Taylor has prided himself on jamming his personal politics and left-wing talking points into every book he has written. This is the same writer who turned Superman's super-powered son, Jonathan Kent, into a crusader for climate change, not to mention rewriting him as bisexual. He also recently ended a story for DC's Nightwing character, who is actually a grown-up Dick Grayson, Batman's first Robin, by introducing Nightwing's new lesbian friends. Taylor has frequently tooted his own horn about how wonderful his bisexual, gay, and woke characters have conducted themselves in his stories. For instance, of his efforts to turn Jonathan Kent into a bisexual character, Taylor crowed, "So we have a young bi guy who also is just the sweetest, most empathetic, nurturing guy who doesn't want to hurt anyone. And I think that's far more heroic than somebody punching a supervillain in the face." And the comics industry wonders why their sales have slowed so badly. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.